We have World Series Game 5 tonight. It is Justin Verlander and Noah Syndergaard will make the start for the Phillies. Ryan Fagan, baseball writer for the Sporting News, is in Philadelphia. And before he goes sightseeing, or while he goes sightseeing, looking for the Liberty Bell, climbing up the stairs at the Museum of Art, I don't know what Ryan Fagan is planning on doing tonight. Is it okay if we call last night a no-hitter, I say facetiously?
You know, it's funny you would say that because I'm literally standing right next to Benjamin Franklin's gravesite. I was walking through there as my alarm went off. Said, get out of there so I can talk to Adam Gold on the radio. you love Philadelphia, you know. It's just such a great thing.
Yeah.
I think I can call it a no-hitter.
Yes. You know why? Because there were no hits.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I got no problem with that. Combined no-hitter, is it the exact same as a... You know, as a solo no-hitter? No. But is it still a no-hitter? Yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't have any problem calling. I know a lot of people do, but to me, if you are a team and you throw an entire game and don't allow the opponent any hits, that's a no-hitter.
Yeah, I don't know how else to term it. We're not assigning. We're not saying Christian Javier threw a no-hitter. We're just saying the Houston Astros combined to no-hit the Philadelphia Phillies. This has been a very interesting series. Ryan Fagan of Sporting News is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. We've only had one game that was in the balance in the ninth inning. So we've been devoid of drama other than game one. But it's been a good series otherwise. I mean, Houston had to respond in game two. Then we had the 5-home run game in game three. And I've never heard a baseball stadium sound like it did at Citizens Bank Park in game three. And then last, it's been a fun series, I think.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that every single game has had a 5-0 lead. But we've still had these memorable things that we'll talk about for a long, long time. You know, the Phillies come back in game one, the 5 home runs in game three, the combined no hitter in game four. It just kind of makes you wonder what's next. You know, I mean, not to go all, you know, sentimental, but that's what I love about October, about the World Series. You just never know. It feels like because the situation is so intense and the drama is heightened, you know, extreme things can happen. You know, you can see a pitcher kind of lose it a little bit, like McCullers did, and you see the Phillies, because they're such an elite team, hit 5 home runs off of them. You know, I mean, this is a guy that in 47, you know, he was hurt a lot of the year, but he pitched 47 innings in the regular season. He gave up 4 home runs in those 47 innings, and then he's the guy that gave up 5 home runs in one World Series start. I mean, there's no way, and it reminds me constantly about, you know, the how hard it is to predict baseball,
yeah,
especially in October. And, you know, and we talk about, you know, I even wrote about this before game four. And, you know, the old baseball adage is momentum is the next day's starting pitcher, mm-hmm, right? It did not feel like that after game three. After game three, it felt like the Phillies were in complete control of this series. And then the next day's starting pitcher turned in a historic performance, and we're talking about what we're talking about now. So, yeah, that's one. It's great about October. It's great about the World Series. It's just so many things can happen, and you know, you can try to predict because the people want predictions. They want to,
yeah,
you know, as much as they want to say, hey, this guy was right, they mostly want to say this person was wrong. Lord knows we've all been wrong plenty of times, especially this postseason.
Ryan Fagan of Sporting News is joining us. You actually bring me to, I was talking about this yesterday, because during game three, and I allowed for the fact that maybe it was Dusty Baker looking at some information that was sitting on, you know, maybe the dugout floor, one of the top steps of the dugout. But it almost looked to me like when the camera hit Dusty Baker, like he had his head bowed and he was thinking, man, this was the greatest chance I will ever have to win a World Series, and I'm about to get Philadelphia Phillied out of this. But once the next game starts, and Kyle Schwarber talked about it after the game, where he said he didn't give a blank that they got no hit. We'll just come back tomorrow, because it really is a completely new day.
Yeah, and because, you know, the Astros didn't give a blank that they gave up 5 home runs. You know, it does not matter. And, you know, I think it's easier for the players to accept that than sometimes for the fans and even us media types, because, you know, we're not the ones actually out there playing. So we don't see how that impacts the game. But as, you know, fans and media, we're left with these feelings, these lingering feelings, and, you know, lingering feeling of how game three went, right? Mm-hmm. And now the lingering feeling of how game four went. Now it seems like, you know, yesterday it seemed like there was no way this series was leaving Philadelphia. Now it seems like it's hard to imagine the Phillies winning this thing. When in reality, the chances, I mean, you know, statistically the chances have changed, but they still have a very good chance of winning this World Series. You know, they showed that they can win in Houston, and they've got one more game at home. You know, I don't know that if you're a Phillies fan, you're feeling great about the Syndergaard versus Verlander matchup. But I think, you know, you still have a very good chance to win this thing. And that's what's fun about October.
Why wouldn't the Phillies feel good about facing Justin Verlander, or unless that is more about Noah Syndergaard than facing Verlander? In half of Verlander's career World Series starts, he's allowed at least four runs.
I think it's mostly about just not a trust for Syndergaard. And after they saw what that Astros lineup did in the fifth inning to Aaron Nola and Jose Alvarado, the idea of, you know, Noah Syndergaard, you know, I mean, Syndergaard with his 98 mile an hour fastball was great. Loved watching him. Syndergaard with what he has right now, mm-hmm. That's not saying he can't get back to what he was, but, you know, he's still figuring out how to pitch after Tommy John surgery cost him so much time. It's just, he's not the same guy.
Right.
Can he be successful? Yeah. Has he been successful? Yeah. But, you know, that Astros lineup looked pretty good against two pretty good Phillies pitchers last night.
Oh, there's no question. Both lineups are excellent. There's a lot of, long ball action in the Phillies lineup, but both teams can hit home runs. It was funny. I'm trying to remember who we were discussing this with, but I think it was our old friend Elliot Johnson, who played big league baseball for a bunch of years and is a Durham Bulls legend. The Astros had not, and maybe still haven't quite, hit their offensive stride. They went undefeated through their first two rounds of the playoffs without really being great offensively. They had some great performances. Yeah. Right. But they really weren't clicking as a team offensively. And I'm not sure they still are or they are at this point. I think they still might be scuffling, if to use that terrible baseball term a little bit. But
yeah, absolutely.
They're not playing great offensive baseball yet.
On November 13th, it's the dawning of a new era when the NFL debuts in Germany live on NFL Network. Brady and the Bucs.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
DK and the Seahawks.
Puts the ball up. Making a catch. Woo!
Wake up and watch with the world. It's Sunday Morning Football. Live from Munich.
Come on,
Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. Only on NFL Network.
No, I completely agree. And I think that fifth inning last night was the first time we've seen what that lineup can't be. You know, I was watching along. I always have the Baseball Savant page pulled up that shows the exit velocities and any conceivable statistic you could want to know about batted ball and pitch ball data. But the Astros just had a series of balls that they hit 95 to 110 miles an hour. Every single guy that came up was hitting line drive ropes all over the ball field. And I think that's what this Astros team is. That's the lineup that got them to 106 wins. And it's a good enough lineup that even when the whole lineup isn't doing that, they've gotten enough individual performances like you talked about. You know, like Yordan Alvarez in game one of the division series against the Mariners. One of the, you know, we talk about the home run to end the game off Robbie Ray, but, you know, he came up with a two-out double in the third inning after the Mariners had gone out to a big lead. And if that doesn't happen, the ninth inning doesn't happen. It was just an absolutely great all-around performance from him. You know, Bregman had a couple of big at-bats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got home runs from guys like Chaz McCormick against Garrett Cole that you didn't expect. But it hasn't, as a group, clicked until really that ending last night. And I think if you're an Astros fan, that's what you're saying. Okay, maybe, hey, finally, we're going to see some of that, what we saw all year.
Finally, I'm not going to ask you to make a prediction tonight other than this, because it's the first time in about a decade we've seen a World Series game, a little bit more. We've seen a World Series game in Philadelphia. What's the atmosphere likely to be like at Citizens Bank Park tonight?
It's going to be fun. You know, I think that's why the Astros would love to get out and score a couple runs early, because the difference in the atmosphere between Game 3 and Game 4 was pretty stark. And I think the thing about Game 5 is, no matter what happens, this is the last chance
right.
for Phillies fans to see their team at home. They would have loved for it to be a chance to win the World Series. That's not happening. But, yeah, you're going to see all the excitement. You're going to see all the anger. You're going to see all the angst. You know, up in the auxiliary press box, we're close to where there is basically an Astros section. So I guess like team members and all of these things. And in the first inning, there was something that happened. I forget what it was. I think a Javier strikeout. And the Astros section stood up and just went crazy and cheered. And the rest of the stadium, it felt like, went, wait, what? So everybody in the lower deck, all the Phillies fans, like at once they turned and just booed the Astros fans who were standing there. I think that's a lot of what you're going to see in Game 5 tonight.
Traditionally, let's all recall that they once threw snowballs at Santa Claus. Philly fans are undefeated. Ryan Fagan of the Sporting News, I appreciate your time, man. Enjoy Game 5 and then Game 6 and maybe Game 7, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Sounds good. Always enjoy chatting, Adam.
Take care. Go say hi to Ben Franklin.
I will do.
All right.